Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast to enjoy while you fall asleep. Tonight we are in season 5, episode 11. This is Moroccan Christmas. Moroccan Christmas was the first Christmas episode in 2 years because the year prior to this, there was a writer strike and thus no Christmas episode. So we're back in the Christmas spirit here. This one aired December 11th of 2008. And Wikipedia tells me this was the 83rd episode overall. Which means, with my bonus episodes, probably close to 90. Pretty cool. This one is directed by Paul Feig and written by Justin Spitzer, two show regulars, who, like I said last time, I'm starting to pick up what they're putting down, you know. Now, I did mention that I may be doing something about the 90s classic film Dunstan Checks In. I'm not going to do that today. Thinking about it as a bonus episode, the Lizard King tweeted at me last night that they want bonus episodes, so I don't know that I'll have enough to fill a full bonus episode, but I'm still thinking about it. What I did think was very funny, and I forgot to mention on a previous episode, is I know, like, a few weeks ago, maybe months, I had said, you know, the office ladies, something about the office ladies being, you know what, I can't remember what I said, but the funny thing that I found is, office ladies is, oh, that's what it was, Peacock is selling itself based on how much of The Office you can watch, so whether it is, you know, you want the bonus, deleted scenes, whatever. They have three different tiers. If you want ad-free office, if you want standard office, if you want bonus material, and that's the way that they're selling it. And what I thought was such a complete whiff, miss, and oversight is that The Office Ladies, one of the most popular, is that a joke? Like, how in the world is Peacock not sponsoring? I mean, number one, Peacock should be sponsoring the Office Ladies podcast. Number two, how in the world did Paramount Plus approach the Office Ladies and the Office Ladies producers not go straight to Peacock? So yeah, the Paramount Plus thing, it was just seems like a complete miss. And, you know, the conclusion that I came to or said in the last video was, if you really want to watch The Office, buy the DVDs or buy them on iTunes. Don't pay for Peacock. Maybe Peacock should sponsor this podcast. I don't know. But my stance is just buy the DVDs. Or I should say, no, maybe not buy the DVDs. Buy them on iTunes. It depends on, I guess it really sucks that it's off of Netflix. And I think that's one of the reasons so many people have found me now, is that they still want The Office. But it's not, it's not easy to watch anymore, and I wonder if it's going to just fade off into the distance, kind of like Scrubs did. Scrubs was very much like a cultural touchstone phenomenon. It was on Netflix. There were times when the audience uprose to keep it on Netflix, and then I think it's just kind of gone. I mean, it's also 20 years old. I mean, it's 7 years older than The Office, I believe. So anyway, hashtag CreedThoughts / .gov. That's what this is all about. So let's get into Moroccan Christmas. And if you have any opinions on Peacock versus Paramount, I don't want any feedback on those things. I always want feedback. I don't want any feedback on those two things. Don't DM me about it. Enjoy what you have. All these streaming services. Listen, when I was in college, I was the weirdo because I didn't want to sign up for cable and I thought it was a waste. And I was always in the position of, we should be paying for what we want, not for a bundle of things that we don't watch. And now all these services are split apart and we're all just paying for more services than ever. And we're spending the same amount of money that we were on cable. It's crazy. It's like we thought we were sticking it to the man, but the man owns everything anyway, and they've seemingly outsmarted us at this turn. It's just a worse experience because now everything is spread out across different services. I mean, it's also under more control. There's less ads than cable. Cable is just... anyway. I hope everybody has their sleep timer set, and I hope your headphones are in a safe position. Wireless, no wires, small speaker, whatever you'd like there. We're going to get into Morocco Christmas. We start off with Dwight rolling in, noticing his desk is very decorated. And Jim says, "Happy holidays, Dwight. Do not open until Christmas." How long did it take you to do this? 5 minutes. I'm a black belt in gift wrapping. I think it'll take you a little longer than 5 minutes. And he goes down on the floor when he drops his bag and the chair falls over. It seems like we're past the prime of Dwight pranks. The Dwight pranks were really stable in the early seasons, and I think we're just not... And the nature of them also changes. Like, this is very much a classic Dwight prank, but I'm gonna be curious to note going forward if that continues, you know, if we continue to see more, or if that was mainly an early trope. Stanley will not be the big guy in the tiny hat. The theme is Nights in Morocco. This ain't your grandmother's Christmas party. And you have decorations everywhere. Looking good, Phyllis. Michael thinks this is going to be the best Christmas party ever. It's not on theme, your nativity scene, Phyllis. Keep your camel, sheep, elephant, everything else in the drawer. Whoa. There is one person who will desiccate Phyllis, the drawer, and get rid of the tree. You know, my wife and I went to Morocco, and it was incredible. I feel like I can still smell it. We were there in the winter time, so it was really nice. We didn't have to deal with, like, heat. Dwight, you brought in your doll collection. Every year, I do research to determine which toy is the most popular for the Christmas season. Half girl, half unicorn. As lazy parents become more desperate, I'll sell them at an enormous profit. Isn't that right, princess? Such a genetically improbable one. Man with a horn has sex with a royal horse. My horn can pierce the sky. Yeah, we got everybody with their shoes off. Equal parts scotch, absinthe, rum, gin, vermouth, triple sec, and 2 packs of Splenda. One of everything. there's a gif right there of the Michael Scott finger guns behind the bar. Jim will grant Pam one wish. Stop rubbing the lamp in a creepy way. Shouldn't have asked for more wishes. Meredith is feeling it. Friends, where the naked lady stands. You're singing about nudity in France as Andy strums the sitar down on the floor. Vodka with orange juice, orange vodka juice cut. Can't believe no one's thought of that. We have Creed with his hookah. Meredith is dancing a little aggressively already. Kevin drumming. Oh, Meredith belly dancing. $200. Fa la 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 ka ching. Oh, Meredith's hair is on fire. We got a live one. Oh. Yep. Dwight is feeling good about that one. And Michael is a little beside himself. The whole party's now kind of down, but Andy's still trying to get his sitar going. Now they're trying to figure out when the intervention is. Groundhog Day. I celebrate privately. What a, oh. Do you know how to do an intervention? Hey. It's a surprise party for people who have addictions. You get in their face and you scream at them. And then they stop. Phyllis asks Angela to put together a little pita plate with some hummus, fan napkins, cut veggies. Meredith vomited. Fire girl, says Kevin. Too soon, huh? Have a quick intervention and get back to the party. I am not asking you to stop drinking. Meredith says, I'm not an alcoholic. Everyone who thinks Meredith is an alcoholic, raise your hand. Okay, Michael said. Andy says he used to get wicked hammered. Nickname was Puke. Fifth Ahsoka, frat party. Polish off the empties. Body shots off myself. Wake up the next morning. Boot rally. More Soko. Class. I aced all my courses. They called me Ace. Straight B's. Call me Buzz. Sure. You have a drink to celebrate? Obviously. Have Have you ever questioned the teachings of the Mormon Church? You know what, Toby? One of my employees is going through a crisis. I'm doing your job, man. Alcohol is a drag. Everybody's just sitting on the floor talking to Meredith. I'll begin. This Christmas party is perhaps the best Christmas party I've ever been to. Anybody else? Any other time when her drinking affected? Who got the concert tickets? Somebody got concert tickets. Kevin, of course. You bought movie tickets. Too drunk to go, so you gave them to me. That was cool. You weren't hurt by that. How does it bother you, Dwight? Dwight, I don't care for Meredith. In the Shroot family, five-finger intervention and punching. Then there's a guy, there's a random man walking in. And he does a little unicorn finger thing as a signal to Dwight. Meredith will not admit to being an alcoholic. Phyllis said, I was going to hand out the gifts from corporate, which are shot glasses. I don't think they're appropriate anymore. Little PETA. It's a season of mercy. We have Phyllis and Angela back in the break room, or in the kitchen, I should say. Phyllis wants Angela in a hairnet while she's prepping the food. Nice. This is the most power trippy we've seen Phyllis by far. Meredith has an addiction to porn. Meredith? Your hair was on fire. What happens when you come into work and you're dead? I stab her in the brain with a wooden stick because Dwight realizes she's a zombie. The next time you light yourself on fire, we're not going to put you out. She's a hazard to others. A well-controlled burn in a well-controlled area. Now everybody gets up. Jim says, you do the best you can. This is bigger than all of us. The only thing I want for Christmas is for Meredith to get better. My wishes never get better. A watch would be nice. Michael wears a Timex, I believe. Hala Shabakia cookie. Meredith spits it out. Andy's still just jamming on the sitar back in the break room. Do you take any requests? Yeah, please stop. We're having a Christmas party. And Meredith comes out of Michael's office. Michael's wearing a jacket. They're both, he gets her jacket on. Michael comes over to Toby. Write down the number of the rehab center. Michael's very somber and then throws a pen at Toby's face. Now Michael is in the PG Cruiser, but they missed poor Richard's. Bog, Cooper's, Kathy's. I have a new place. Enough of this Christmas crap. Let's get some party music. Now we got Toby. Daddy, daddy, daddy. She's very excited about Princess Unicorn. My ex-wife's gonna be so pissed. We got Daryl buying Princess Unicorn. That's my last one. Thanks, man. Oh no, Toby's now panicking. He needs the doll. I'm begging you. Daryl, I need this doll. You can owe me. Oh, thanks, Daryl. Merry Christmas. And then the Princess Unicorn is the African-American doll. Nothing wrong with the doll. Now we have them pulling into the parking lot. Sunrise. Rehab. There is no way. You know, this episode's a little darker than I remember. Because I also know what's coming with Angela. No way. No way, she says, as Michael tries to rip her out of the car. Wait a minute. And then Meredith runs, throws a trash can at him, tries to dodge and evade. Quite the scuffle here in rehab. I have a deposit. Do I sign somewhere? Phyllis says to put the Christmas tree back up. And Osage, I'm not moving the tree. The only power you have is this little secret that I know you're not going to tell. I know you won't, because then you can't play in your stupid tacky parties. You move the tree. Angela feels good about that as Phyllis walks away. Angela is having sex with Dwight. I caught them doing it. Dwight is satisfied. Don't look so surprised. Pam knew, son of it. It's Christmas. You knew it. She knew it. As it turns out, you can't check someone in against their will, they have to hit rock bottom. I know what I need to do. I need to find ways to push Meredith to the bottom. I think I can do it. I did it with Jan. Now Andy comes out. Got a little surprise. Angela, my bride. No matter the cultural menu, I will be there to bring you Christmas cheer. So now everybody in the office knows, except for Andy, as he plays
sitar.
La 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 la. Oh, ra da 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 do, ra da da do. And everybody's just kind of in shock. Angela says she'd like to go home. Tough room, everybody. Merry Christmas and good night. And he's out. And that's it. So then, it's crazy because there would have been a break for a few weeks. So when is our next episode? Our next episode aired in January. So there was a full month where people had to sit with that one. Interesting. So that'll do it for Moroccan Christmas. I'll see you in the next one. Good night. Sleep tight.